This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. New Hampshire has a state insect, the ladybug, nominated by a persuasive group of Concord fifth graders, and a state fruit, the pumpkin, thanks to some Harrisville third and fourth graders. I'd like to plant a seed, or dare I say, a spore, for a nomination of rock polypody as our state fern. For any eager students or teachers who are listening, here's the case. We are the Granite State, and rock polypody ferns grow almost exclusively on granite and other rocks. It's rugged, and very little soil is needed for a mat of this fern to establish and spread. It's also one of the few evergreen ferns. While most others brown and wither in the fall, polypody holds strong and green against the ice and snow of winter, curling up against only the coldest onslaughts. As a pioneer species, first to colonize seemingly inhospitable barren surfaces, rock polypody builds soil as old fronds decompose and roots break down rock surfaces, weakened by repeated freeze and thaw cycles. In time, as soil builds, other plant species join this rugged pioneer. Nature has many charismatic species, well-known symbols of the wild. But at Something Wild, we also highlight noteworthy species that are easily overlooked. In this case, it's a small woodland fern that has adapted to colonize a seemingly inhospitable microhabitat. Easy to identify as it sits atop a boulder, where it brings a touch of welcome green to the winter world, a pioneer species building soil to benefit others, and easy to understand and appreciate. Rock polypody, my candidate for Granite State Fern. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.